Dean McCarty, a day in the history books of Letterkenny Rovers completing a treble. You're a captain for the day. You must be absolutely delighted.
I'm absolutely over the moon, especially captain aside the day, with Malsey, with Chris out injured. You know, we came back early this year in the middle of July, and I suppose we set our sights on winning as much as we can. But, you know, when we drew up our plans in July, you know, a treble was something you imagine and not something you take for granted. And to walk away with three trophies this year, you know, like you said, go down in history, you can't ask much more than that.
Yeah. And the league, unbeaten in the league, then the cup competitions, winning two cups to add to that league title, a big squad and competition pretty much in every position for places, and that was so important too.
There is, man, there's... we have the guts of 30 and 40 people turning out to training every Tuesday and Thursday. You know, a massive squad in that senior squad. We've the pick of 25 players, five or six out injured today, and we're still able to fill a bench. There's boys disappointed every week. They're not in the starting 11, and understandably so. But you just see the boys that come out of the pitch there, it's a squad game, and every one of them played their part. The likes of Blake Farkin coming after a year, after being a year out, you know, maybe coming on with penalties in mind, but he missed out in the trophy presentation last year, sitting up in a hospital. So it's nice to be captain of the side on a day like today.
Now, you went into the game firm favourites, Castlefin, first division side, but credit to them, they really put it up to you. They had a game plan, and they weren't far off.
No, they weren't. They sat in. They made it difficult to play through. It's very hard to be patient, you know, when teams sit in like that. But you know, it worked well. They were well organised, and you know, they almost nicked one there with about 10 minutes to go. And you know, it's tough to play in games like that. But you know, they did themselves a credit, and was just happy that one of them went over the line in the end, and we got out on the better side of it.
Yeah. There seems to be a great camaraderie ship amongst the Rovers squad, and indeed the whole backroom team. I've heard people say that it's kind of like the Rovers family these days.
It is. You know, Rovers in that dressing room, it's over the last 2 years the best dressing room I've ever been a part of. Everyone gets on with each other, you know, not just the training sessions, the games, boys meeting up outside it. And as well as that, between the backroom team, everyone that volunteers, we're growing a support. Every single week over the last 2 years, people come out to games, you know, in the wind and the rain in the middle of December, and stick with us right through it. So it's nice to give them people, all the supporters, everyone involved in the club, a day like today.
Yeah, and just concluding, I think you mentioned in your speech there, was it 66 games in the whole season?
Yeah, no, 66 competitively, yeah. Only since last July, or July before, sorry. So we played 33 competitively this year. You know, it's a tough commitment. It's tough on the body. Playing junior football, you know, out training twice a week and extra sessions in December and stuff like that. But, you know, for all the work you put in, days like today that make it worth it. And, you know, with only one blip in the record, that game at home to Mareview still haunts us. Yeah. You know, we believe we could have went, you know, one further. But that's what we have to set our sights on next year. We have the quality in the squad. And, you know, hopefully we all stick together now and come back in July and work hard again.
So there'll be a little bit of downtime and a few celebrations before the next training session.
There will. Now we'll enjoy the night. We always do, but now we'll enjoy the night. We'll take our 5 or 6 weeks off. I'm sure Anthony already has pre-season, you know, already planned the early sessions. He's given us our date already. So now we'll enjoy the next couple of weeks, but, you know, hopefully, like I said, we can go and emulate what we've done this season and maybe go one more.